Lying Liars Who Lie. It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. I don't know what this volume control is controlling. It's not controlling anything right now. I have a good morning. It is Wednesday, December 18th, 9:31 a.m. I believe that is Eastern Standard Time. I am in the Central Standard Time zone of 8:31 a.m., 8:32, whatever it is. my computer on my, I don't know why my computer is set to automatically align with whatever time zone I'm in, but it's not doing it. I don't know why it doesn't. It always goes back to some kind of default, just stays where it's at. I don't know. Nonetheless, it is something in the, sometime in the morning somewhere, and it's 2024 Wednesday. I am in Cedar Rapids, Iowa this morning. I'll be here most of the day. I'm going to be in Memphis tomorrow morning, I believe. Am I going to be in Memphis tomorrow? I believe I'm going to be in Memphis tomorrow. And then I don't know if there's going to be a show on Friday or not. Possibly. If there is, it's it'll be extremely early in the morning if I'm able to get a show in. What I might do is do a show Thursday night, tomorrow night, that I will post Friday. I don't do well with that because I like to be up to date on, you know, you guys want up to date, fresh, news break, whatever. What is Fox call their little breaking news comes in, whatever they do. It's just in, that kind of stuff. I know you people are just, you know, you live on the edge of your seats looking for the next news coming in. And that's why I, your host, like to live in the moment. I share my thoughts, and within minutes, it's posted on the news, on the interwebs out there in the world for everyone to enjoy. I have a few things I would talk about today. Mark Dice, I was listening. Mark Dice usually posts a video in the morning. I know he was trying some new things here recently. He was trying to post some things in the evening as well. He was posting a couple different. He would post a couple of videos a day. I think his viewership was down after the election. Of course, it's people get election fatigue. They get news fatigue. Most people don't put up with listening to the news the way some people are just more geared to that than others. I'm kind of shocked sometimes, I guess, at some of the statements people make and some of the comments that people make when they're discussing news events, what they know about the news and what they don't know, what they think they know about the news. There's a dear, actually, family member of mine. He believes he's very well read. Now, it's the problem. I think what most people don't understand is, you know, this guy's got four kids. One of them special needs, takes a lot of his time. He has a full-time job. He's got business stuff that he also does on the side. He's got a building project that he's working through. He kind of has that mostly tied up now, but it's pretty much done. But he's a very busy guy, and it becomes very easy for busy people to be swayed because they only listen in on the sound bites. They only listen in to little bitty trickles of things here and there and what they consider to be mainstream. Granted, with all the woes and problems that CNN and MSNBC have, their big thing is they come across as if they are mainstream, that they are the authority. They do a very good job of acting that role. Unfortunately, it is a role, and it's acting. That's the problem. Because they are not at all credible, especially when it comes to politics. They hype things up. There's this story recently. I think it was a CNN reporter. And she's been known to do this kind of stuff before. She's done several times. She's done this kind of thing. She goes out and fabricates these stories, which, and they buy into it wholeheartedly. Now, this most recent one, I believe she was in Syria. And, you know, kudos to her for going there. But it's, they go to this thing and they have this, it's obviously an act. I look at stuff like that, and I, having lived in the world of audio production and video production, I'm not even like that steeped in it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a anesthesiologist. And I'm also not a movie producer. Well, I've been involved in some movie productions. Let's just put it that way. But no, I'm not a, you know, it's not my profession. It's never been my profession, I should say, my source of income. But I've been around enough of this kind of thing that I recognize production when I see it. It's not just spur of the moment. You know, there's acting involved. There's a set. There's a planned criteria involved in the whole thing. And she does this whole thing where they bust into this prison. They go into this prison, and they have to shoot the lock off this door. This guy's been trapped for 90 days. For 3 months, he's been behind. He's been forgotten. He's been forgotten in this isolation. He's been, you know, isolated for the last 3 months in this prison. And the whole thing is a lie. Now it's coming out that it was a lie. In fact, the guy who supposedly found under this blanket, who was wearing a perfectly clean, you know, his clothes were all nice and perfectly clean, very nice jacket, very well-groomed individual. Obviously not emaciated, no problem at all. They find this guy, and he hasn't seen the light of day for, looks up at the sun, he hasn't seen the sun for 3 months. You know, it's such a phony, fake lie, such an act, and yet, how many times have they done something like this that they've gotten away with it? I mean, if they're willing to go that far with something this ridiculous, how can you trust them on the little things? Oh, it's only once in a while they do these big fake things. Only once in a great while. Okay, so how about all the little things they tell you every day that's they spin all the time, make it the way they want it to be? I don't understand how anybody gives them any credibility at all. But nobody's paying attention to this stuff. People are too busy. I guarantee you, this fellow that I was talking about earlier probably caught wind of this story, bought into it, and will never hear the correction, never hear the fact that it was all fake, it was all phony. In fact, he doesn't have time to even watch the video fully with full attention. I mean, half the time, in the middle of a conversation with this guy, he'll fall asleep on you because he's so tired from being so busy. And they take advantage of these kinds of people. So I really can't blame this guy for, you get into a discussion with him, and he talks as if he's very well read, and he really researches this. Well, I'm sure he makes an effort to do so, and he probably feels like he's really sacrificing a lot to really research some things. But are you digging into the source of your research? I guarantee you, he doesn't have time to do that. I know he doesn't. So he's just hearing the sound bites. He's just hearing the blurbs that they put out there. For instance, the lying media, is it Politico or PolitiFact? Whatever it is. I think it's Politico. Mark Dice. I turn you to Mark Dice. He's not, I'm not like a super fan of Mark Dice. I do like a lot of stuff he puts out. He does put out a lot of information that basically needs to be put out, and some things that are on the fringe that he really has researched very well. However, and of course he's being throttled on YouTube to a huge degree. However, his show this morning was very good. It was all about, I think it was Politico. They put out the lie of the year. Of course, now everybody comes out with their top, at the end of the year, everybody comes out with their top 10, whatever, of the year, the top 10, something, this and that, whatever it is. Everybody has that kind of thing they put out there. Their big thing was the top lie of the year, of 2024. And it's really, it's pathetic. The big lie, of course, it wasn't about Joe Biden being, you know, fully competent, all those things that they were telling us, you know, the cheap fakes, all the stuff. He goes through this whole thing. Mark does a much better job of it than I do. He documents it all, has the audio of all this stuff going on. Everything that they were saying about Kamala and Joe Biden and everything else in the election and the economy, all the things they were telling us during that whole process. And yet, the biggest lie was that the Trump campaign said that the people in Ohio were, certain people in Ohio were eating cats, eating the dogs. That was the big lie of the year. People were telling us that Joe Biden had a photographic memory. He's sharp. He's focused. He's intensely focused. Intensely probing. That's what Mayorkas told us. People are all trying to cover their tracks and cover their jobs by lying to you again and again and again and again. They lie all the time. It's all a big act. This whole thing was a show. It's all about the spin. It's all about the portrayal. Constantly. And I think that the American people, during this campaign season, because it was so much more intensely watched and so much more, I think people were a little bit more engaged in this one. And then when you have, you know, platforms that were extremely censoring, the censorship of the moderates, even, but I would say the right wing, if you want to call it that, the conservative opinions, they were censored, you know, bigly, in a big way. And you have, and then you have the fact that they didn't even talk about yet what I have in my cup today. We have something weird here. I went down to have breakfast here at this hotel, and it's not much. It's okay. It's more of a snack bar. They have a pre-packaged Jimmy Dean selection of sandwiches that are kept hot on a little hot pad. Mine was, I chose the sausage, egg, and cheese with the biscuit bun. And they also had this little egg white thing that has jalapenos in it. Typically, when people put spices in food, I think the reason I get concerned about spices in food, and this has been my experience throughout the world. I've been to some third world countries, and typically when you go to a place like that, the reason that they put spice in their food is to cover up the food, the taste of the food, because the food is not so good. I mean, you put enough spices in pretty much any kind of meat. It can be rat or any kind of varmint. Put enough spices in that, that's good. That's spicy. Ooh, that's good. Because it covers, it masks the flavor of the actual meat. And that's typically why people put a lot of spice in that kind of stuff. That's how it starts. Because then they get used to the spice, and they just like the spice. The meat's just kind of a byproduct. It's just a means to get the spice in your mouth. So that's just my opinion. I'm not a culinary expert, among other things. But they put these little peppers and stuff in this omelet. And I guess that I just have an aversion. Some people just actually like it, and sometimes it's good food with spicy stuff. I'm not saying all spicy food is bad food. It's just covered up. I'm saying that that's kind of how it originates, how it got spicy to begin with. But I'm still kind of this aftertaste in my mouth of these peppers. It was on this little egg omelet thing that was in a bag that actually the bag stuck to the omelet. You couldn't really peel it apart. Half the omelet went with the bag. And I'd call it an omelet would be kind of a, it's being generous, I guess. The sandwich was pretty good. It was okay. And then, of course, I had a banana, some milk and some juice, some had a muffin, a little bit of muffin. What's interesting about all this is how the hotels kind of look at this kind of thing. I don't know how I got off on this subject, but I have hot chocolate in my cups this morning. So I have hot chocolate, and the only backup I have is some water in a bottle, unfortunately. So the lying media, who lies, you know, they continue to show this, to shove this stuff down our throats, and I don't think they've learned. I think the American people have kind of been made aware. And once you get this thing sliding in a particular direction, just like it wasn't that long ago, it was just a couple months ago on Stephen Colbert's show, where he made this statement, and I have to say the way he made the statement sounded phony. Almost sounded as if he was trying to get a laugh. It almost sounded like a laugh line. I think he was interviewing this one woman who did a town hall, I think, with President Trump at one point. And he said, "You're a nasty woman." But she was very mean-spirited. Is it Caitlin somebody? Whatever her name is. She was married to somebody who was in this, one of the three-letter organizations, you know, agencies. And she, but she's being interviewed by Colbert, and they're talking about, you know, news coverage and election and stuff. And he says, "You know, I know you guys are fair and honest over there," and whatever it was. He makes this comment about their integrity, and he meant it to be serious, I guess. And the audience burst out into laughter. It was they saw it as a joke. They realized these people are a joke. The idea that they are serious, the idea that they are anything but a laughing stock, and they just laughed out loud at this. And she even made the comment, "Was that supposed to be a laugh line?" And he goes, "I guess it is." I think that they should have woke up at that moment. At that moment, they should have realized, "Hey, this isn't working. We're heading in the wrong direction here with all this stuff." Now, since the election, they have doubled down on their lying, and this isn't going to stop. They're going to continue. The only thing that they know to do is disinformation, misinformation, disinformation. Just the spin. All they know is the spin. They've got to continue to vilify this guy. They've got to continue to frighten people. I think that what has changed in the atmosphere of the country, however, as I was thinking about this morning, the atmosphere of the country, I think, has changed because we realize now we are no longer a minority. The conservative movement, if you want to call it that, I don't necessarily think the Trump movement is a conservative movement, but I think it is a step in the right direction. And I think that now conservatives have they are emboldened. I'll just say it that way. They are emboldened because they realize he won the popular vote. Now, if you just win the Electoral College and you don't win the popular vote, it kind of makes you feel like you're still on the defeated end of this whole thing. But you still have to be quiet in public because everybody out there, you're a minority. Nobody believes what you believe and it wants to engage. That is not the case at all. Now I do know that the conservatives are the tolerant ones. We're always accused of being intolerant, racist. I'm seeing this rise in people believing that America is racist, that America is, that the police simply just beat up black people for being black. I'm seeing this more and more in some of the media, some of the things that are being created by content creators. And this stuff is obviously produced, even some of the television shows and that kind of thing. And I'll see people play clips of police. There's one deal where this fellow, he's just out with his family. He's a black man. He's out with his family just a perfect American couple. He walks out of the store, walks out of the restaurant to go get something out of his car, and the police are there. They slam him against the car. They arrest him. They tell his family to go back inside. They're trying to stop it. And his wife is videotaping, and everything's going on. And there's no probable cause, no nothing. This guy's just, you know, he's just trying to just go out to his car to get something, and they end up, you know, abusing the guy. It was just a short clip, and I don't know what else happened after that or what all happened with the whole thing. But the comments that I saw were quite chilling, actually. Yeah, this is what they do. This is what the cops do to us all the time, all day long, every day. Well, I guarantee you, if this is going on, if you're a gangbanger and you're out there and you're dealing, you know, your stuff, and you're doing all your nefarious activities, I guarantee you, you're going to become a target. Because you look like you're up to no good. When you're playing your music in your car, going down the street, you know, sitting down in your car to where you can't see you, playing the music so loud that my windows with them shut, I can't hardly hear anything on my radio because your music is so loud. It's just socially irresponsible. And it points you out to be a target. Now, I'm not saying you got to comply and you got to be a little... I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying have some respect first for yourself and have some respect for your community and the people who have to live with you around them. Not everybody wants to listen to your song. There's nothing wrong with your song. Listen to it all you want to. I don't care. Put some earbuds in. Listen to them. Why are you broadcasting it throughout the entire neighborhood when you drive down through the neighborhood? Why is it that when I live in the middle of a, I live at the end of a dead end street in the middle of a, basically there's a half mile from me to any street, pretty much. It's almost a half mile. It's like a quarter mile, more than a quarter of a mile between my house and any street in the area. And yet I can, and there's woods everywhere around me, and it's, and yet I'm out in the country, and yet I can hear the boom of the boom, boom, boom of the music, and even in the wintertime, I'm assuming their windows are up, I can hear it from inside my house. Okay, you want to listen to your music? Listen to your music. I don't care what you listen to. Well, I do care to some extent. I want you to listen to good music that's uplifting and inspirational and has a positive message. But if you choose to listen to something other than that, that's your choice. I just don't want to have to hear everything that you're playing. Not everybody wants to listen to your music, is what I'm trying to say. And for some reason, you think it's important that everybody listens to your music. You're making a statement as you drive down the road. And it's music that's, you know, mostly about criminal type stuff. Just disgusting, filthy stuff. And it's so... Why are you surprised when the authorities, who have families themselves, are attempting to keep the neighborhood cleaned up because they don't want their daughters or their sons to run into people like you or turn into people like you? That's really what it boils down to. Can you blame them for that? Right or wrong, can you blame them for trying to do a job that they feel like they're supposed to do? Granted. All right, so the lying liars who lie. And they do lie. And they're continuing to lie. And now they're doubling down on their lies because they don't know, they have no other playbook. They have nothing else that they do. I think Steven Crowder put it best. He said they lie, they lie, they lie, they lie, and they cheat. I think it's just very important that we recognize and realize they have an end, and the means justifies that end, and they are willing to do anything. The means justifies the end means that no matter what the means are, they don't care what it takes. Any kind of lying, cheating, stealing, even, yes, I believe, killing to get their job done. Your life doesn't mean anything to them, frankly. Lying liars who lie to get their means are willing to weave any kind of web and continue on in what they're doing, and that knows no end. They will do anything to protect themselves. Which leads us to the Biden pardons. Speaking of protecting themselves, I don't know. I think that people. I don't think Joe Biden is actively going around looking for he's not pouring through all these case studies of everybody who's in prison right now. Everybody who's been people are bringing him lists of people to pardon now. And I want to. I'm not a lawyer, but I want to explain something. Most of these things that they're calling pardons are actually commuted sentences. There are some people who are in jail, some of them for very heinous crimes. I don't think they should ever be let out, personally. And he's commuting their sentences. In other words, they get done, they get off. The punishment that they had, they get commuted, they get released from prison, released from whatever it was. Some of them get what's called, I think it's called absolution. They get absolved of their crime. In other words, their sentence is commuted, but they also get expunged from the record, which in a sense is a pardon. But it's actually it's not really a pardon. It's very different than that. It actually is just an expungement of their record. In other words, if you look at their record now, they can pass a federal background check now. Which is absolutely ridiculous, but that's what they want. So we have to understand and realize that these activities, these things that are going on, unfortunately, have dire consequences for our nation, for the integrity of our institutions. You know, when we're told that the FBI is looking into the drone thing, the first thing I heard was, "Well, the FBI is looking into the drone thing." Why do we even want the FBI to look into it? That was probably the first thing when I heard that. I was amazed at how little credibility, or I guess I was more amazed that anybody would even take that seriously. Why would they even let us know that the FBI is looking into it? And why would the FBI even acknowledge that they were looking into it? Because who believes anything they say anyway, at this point? Their integrity is shot. Their credibility is gone. And I feel bad for supposedly the field agents out there. And I know that not all the field agents are Boy Scouts either. You got crappy police officers, you've got crappy FBI agents. When any organization where you have people, you have some people that are nefarious and knuckleheads. Any organization. And this is just one of them. Now, I'm not saying that all of them are. I'm just saying that there are some that are bad. It doesn't take very many that are bad with that kind of wielding that kind of power with the law that They can do some serious damage to people's lives. So, as we move forward into the new year, I think it's just important that I really think there's hope for our nation, because I think our nation has actually swung. We've turned a corner with regard to our ability to discern what's happening around us. I think we're a little bit more in touch with reality. All these things that Donald Trump has been saying all this time, and even people on the left now, Chink Yuger and some of these other people I still don't trust them. But they'll say things like, "He was right. He was Trump was right about this stuff. Even Van Jones has come out and said, "Well, yeah, he's no idiot. He's right about this stuff." Now we haven't given him credit. We've made up the. Really, what it is amounts to is they've made up this caricature in their heads. They've painted this portrait of who Donald Trump is, and he's not that person. Now, count him for all his faults that you want to. That's fine, but he's not the person that they've made him out to be, and they're deceiving themselves. I think that's dangerous. We don't want to live in a world where we deceive ourselves. We don't want to live in self-deception. Self-deception, I think, is one of the primary problems, I think, in most societies. When you get groups of people, masses of people who are deceiving themselves, who are just not self-aware or honest with themselves about their basic problems. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. God bless. Have a great rest of your day and day tomorrow. And I will probably be back tomorrow morning from Memphis. See you.